Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He was moved with compassion. Wonder if he's still moved with compassion today. Well, certainly he is. He never changes. And we're going to see as we go on that person after person that needed healing, that needed to be set free from some kind of addiction or bondage or control, came and cried out to the Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. Remember reading it? Lord, have mercy on me. Blind people, crippled people, deaf people, the list goes on. Have mercy on me. And everybody that ever came and asked for mercy left healed. Every one of them. Every one of them. Hold your place here and look at 2 Corinthians, I believe it is. 2 Corinthians, 1st chapter. 2 Corinthians 1 and 3. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 says, Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the what?
Father of mercy.
This is 2 Corinthians 1, 3. The Father of mercy? Huh? Mercies. Plural. The Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Does God have mercy in more than one area? Oh, thank God he does. Thank God he does. Now, when we usually think about mercy, we think about, well, we've sinned and God had mercy on us, forgave us of our sin, and thank God for that. But he has mercy for other things too. Amen. He has mercy just when you were dumb. For dumbness. Huh? He has financial mercy. Anybody ever had to appeal to that? I have. More than once. I've had to fall on my face and say, Lord, forgive me. You tried to tell me not to do that, but no, I had to have it. And I didn't listen to you. And now I've messed myself up. Anybody with me on this? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Lord, I'm asking you for mercy. If I'd listened to you, I wouldn't be in this shape. Nobody ever got in a financial mess listening to God.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again real slow. Nobody, no individual, no family, no church, no ministry, no missionaries ever got in a financial mess listening to God.
Amen.
No. No. When you obey God, your needs get met. Now, Christians believe a lot of junk in these areas. So-called charismatic, so-called word and faith people believe a lot of junk. You know, there's all kind of people believe if you really set out to completely obey God, look out, all hell's going to break loose. Huh? What's that based on? I mean, all kind of Christians believe this. They believe, oh, now, if you really obey God, oh, man, look out. Look out, look out. I mean, your finances are going to get attacked. Your body's going to get attacked. Your marriage is going to get attacked. So what you're saying is the more you obey God, the more cursed you're going to be. Because financial problems are a curse. Physical problems are a curse. Marriage problems with your kids are a curse. It's all a curse.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is the more fully I really obey God, the more cursed I'm going to be. Millions of serious Christians believe this. And without realizing it, they with their mouth are just opening the door to the devil in their life, saying, yeah, I know it's going to happen. Come on in. I know it's going to happen. I know it's... And some people, they kind of try to ride the fence and not fully obey God to avoid it. It's a lie.
That's right.
I said it's a lie.
It's a lie.
The more you obey God, the more your needs are met. The more you are kept, the more you are blessed, and the devil ain't what he cracks himself up to be. He can't just come in and hurt you because you're obeying God. No, he can't. Oh, he'd like to. It's not true. What was I talking about before I got off on that? Mercy. He is the Father of what? Mercies, plural. He has mercy for your finances. You know, in the Psalms, it said fools, because of their iniquities, are afflicted. And there are times when individuals, you, me, whoever, we just need to fall on our face and go, I've been a fool. You know? But you know, so many Christians don't want to do that. They just want to blame it on the devil. Yes. It's easier on their pride. Hmm? Everything's going down the tubes. We've gone from 2,000 people to 20. And we're 9 months behind on all our bills. And we're all sick and we can't do anything and we're losing everything. And it's because we have decided to fully obey God. God is doing a purging. Because we have got so much more committed than the average Christian. And what we're doing is so vital and important to the kingdom of God that the devil has taken his demons off of other people and assigned them to us. Is that so? Or could it be something else? But see, people would much rather say that than admit, I didn't hear from God. I missed it. I said he told me to do this, but you know, I don't guess he did. Yeah. See, people don't want to say that. And see, the thing is, Phyllis and I, there's been times, you know, it's hard for us to talk to people. If they are so adamant, God told me. No, I know he told me. Yeah, but it's been a disaster for the last 2 years. Are you sure? I know he told me. Well, it's hard for us. What am I going to say? No, he didn't. I mean, you've basically shut the door.
Yes, sir.
We are all learning.
Yes, sir.
About hearing from God.
Yes.
We're all learning. Being led by the Spirit is not something you learn all about in a month or two or a year. Hmm?
Amen.
And I know I had the privilege of working with Brother Kenneth Hagin, who's in heaven now. He's my father in the faith. And this man has walked with God for 60 years. Somebody say 60.
60.
60. Had multiple visitations from the head of the church. Saw and heard Jesus personally. And yet, after all that, he'd be ministering and he'd say, now I feel like the Lord said this, but said, I'm a man. I could miss it. And you judge this in your own heart.
Right.
And if it don't bear witness with your spirit, then just throw it out.
That's right.
Now, if a man with that kind of experience talks like that,
yes, sir.
Why should somebody that got filled with the Spirit 2 weeks ago
come on.
Look at somebody with 25 years more experience than them and go, I heard from God and I know it. God said. Because so many times people did, they got an impression of something that they put their own interpretation on and added their own thoughts to it. And then they said, God said it. And really, he never did.
That's right. That's right. You're right.
They sensed this and thought this and said this.
Amen.
And are now in the next county away from what God
Amen.
Said.
Amen.
Sometimes you can sense the right thing and assume it means something else that's wrong. I've had people, one time a guy came and he said, you know, I don't agree with what you said on so-and-so. And I said, I don't think I said that. Yes, you did. I was there. I heard you when you said it. I said, I don't think so. I know you did. I said, I don't think so. I said, they recorded it. Go get you a tape. I'm going to get it. I know you said it. Well, I saw him the next day. I said, you get the tape? Yeah. I said, well, what did I say? Did I say that? He said, well, not exactly, but that's what you meant. Well, there's folks that do God that way. What did he say? Well, that's what he meant. So, you know, being so adamant about God told me this is a characteristic of immature ones and prideful ones. And learning how to hear from the Lord is something we're all growing in. Is that okay?
Yes.
And if things have just gone terrible and in the gutter for the last month after month after month, you may want to admit that you missed it. Because you are not more cursed because you obey more fully. That is not true. If you be willing and obedient, all hell will break loose. Huh? You're going down, man. No. That ain't Bible. That's charismatic tradition.
Thank you.
And it's not Bible. If you are willing and you are obedient, you will eat the good of the land. God will protect you. He will keep you. He will meet your needs. The more you obey Him, the more He's able to do it.
Yes. Thank you.
There are no God-ordained failures. And nobody got theirself in a terrible mess listening to God. Well, I just did what He told me to do. Are you sure He told you to do it?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Mercy of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002K. That's R2002K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.